Welcome to the audio introduction for Billionaire Inside Your Head, written by Will Lord and directed by Anna Ledich. Performances run until the 25th of October, with evening performances Monday through Saturday at 7:45 p.m. and matinee performances on Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:45 p.m. The show is 1 hour and 40 minutes with no interval. Access tickets are £17.50. To become an Access member, please email access@hampsteadtheatre.com or call our box office on 0207 722 9301. As you enter the Hampstead Theatre, the box office is directly to your left. If you require any assistance, please ask a member of staff. The cast of Billionaire Inside Your Head features Nathan Clark as Richie, Ashley Margolis as Darwin, and Alison McKenzie as The Voice and Nicole. Lifelong best friends Richie and Darwin are on the lowest rung in the corporate ladder, stuck in the basement together with decades of old case files to work through. Darwin's morning routine is an episode of Seinfeld and a spliff. Richie's is an ice bath, meditation, and Jack Dorsey's 7-minute workout. When an opening becomes available as a junior associate, it presents the opportunity to fly up the ranks faster than SpaceX's latest rocket. The only thing that might prevent that awesome LinkedIn update? The voice of Richie's OCD, whose demands are getting harder and harder to keep up with, and the fact that Darwin's mum just happens to be the CEO calling the shots. As you enter the auditorium, the playing space stretches ahead of you with long seating banks flanking it on the left and right sides. The space is the basement of an office building. The whole floor is covered in a checkered carpet, alternating between squares of pale beige and pale brown, with occasional squares of bright orange. Its length runs from one end of the space to the other, and its sides meet the bottom of the seating bank. At either end of the carpet are a jumbled stack of filing cabinets, white archive boxes with a red trim, and metal office cupboards. They are almost as high as the ceiling. The stack at the far end of the space, furthest away from the entrance, also has a dartboard fixed to one of the cupboards and a basketball hoop fixed to another. This is used during the performance. To the left of this stack is a chair, tucked into the corner. As the audience enter, the character, The Voice, will be sat there. In front of each stack is a nondescript office desk made of tan-coloured wood with black metal legs with wheels attached. Each desk has a wheeled office chair, also tan-coloured, with black arms and feet. The desk furthest away from the entrance is messy with papers strewn all over it. This is Darwin's desk. The one nearest the studio entrance is far neater. It has a file on it, a mug, a pen organizer, and a Newton's cradle. This belongs to Richie. During the production, when the action shifts from office basement to a dinner scene, the tables are pushed together by the cast members and become a dinner table. Just in front of the stack of cabinets at the far end is a small round red step. During the performance, some of the characters enter or exit by climbing the stack of filing cabinets, and they use this step to assist them. Above the set hang four lines of exposed bulbs, each 8 bulbs long. These not only give light to the space, but flicker and change during the scenes and transitions.
My name's Nathan Clark. He, him. I play Richie in The Billionaire Inside Your Head. I have olive tan skin with no visible disabilities. I would identify as mixed race. My character is early 20s with body type medium/athletic. Hair colour is dark brown. So I would say Richie moves about the space with swagger, but can often become paralysed when his mask slips. So Richie's clothing, he dresses immaculately, shirt, tie, jumper, chinos, and some smart Oxford shoes. But as the play goes on, his look transforms into a more casual billionaire outfit with a plain black top, long sleeve, with some smart chinos and shoes, and then eventually towards the end has a really casual look, but still with a bit of swagger.
Hello, my name is Ashley Margolis. My pronouns are he, him. My skin colour is slightly olivey, light olivey tone, I guess. I don't have any visible disabilities. I identify as kind of white, British, slash other. I've got a very mixed heritage, so I'm kind of from all over the place. My character's name is Darwin, and he's probably in his early 20s. I think my character's body type is kind of, yeah, like a slenderish build. I have long curly hair that's dark brown with some blonde frosted tips in there and some stubble. My character is a bit more lazy and doesn't like to dress so smartly. he's a stoner, so I kind of walk around in that kind of lazy-ish style. And costume wise, I wear in the first scene that you see Darwin, he's dressed in some shorts and some socks and sliders and a long pink top with a green cartoon t-shirt over the top called Rick and Morty, and a big oversized kind of vintage cardigan. And then the next time you see Darwin in dinner, I'm dressed in long, wide-legged blue jeans and a pink polo t-shirt. And then at the end of the play, Darwin's dressed in a green linen smart suit with loafers and no socks.
Hi, my name is Alison McKenzie. I am playing the voice and Nicole. The voice is the voice in Richie's head, which can be good and bad. And Nicole, the character I'm playing, is Darwin's mum. My pronouns are she, her. My skin colour is, I would say, very pale white Scottish skin. I don't know if I'd go as far as to say pasty, but we don't get a lot of sun in Scotland, so maybe I need a bit of vitamin D. I don't have any visible disabilities. The age of my character, I think, is 40s. I think it said 50 in the script, but I'm not near 50, so maybe I just look too old for my age. The gender of my characters is female. But I would say the voice, is she female? Is she inhabiting a female kind of body? So I don't know if she's genderless, actually, because she's the voice in your head, and the voice in your head, obviously, is maybe your own voice sometimes, or somebody else. My body shape is slim. I'm about 5'7". I've got long blonde hair that's tied back in a low ponytail to kind of express severeness of the character and her the choices that she makes. The way I move is with quite striking conviction. She's always, when I'm playing the voice, I've always got something to say, whether it's to the audience, so I might be pointing at the audience, or kneeling in front of the audience trying to get them to engage with me. Sometimes they want to, sometimes they don't. As Nicole, who owns a business and has kind of grown up kind of quite poor and has became self-made, she kind of strides. I think she's probably faked it till she made it. Fake it till you make it. And I wear one suit throughout the whole show. It's a cream, very slick business suit. And I think it's meant to embody wealth and riches and all these kind of things. Yeah, it's great fun to play. Hope you enjoy it.